Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It was the twins' birthday party, his kids. He calls other thing twins. We can get to that at some point. You know what I'm saying?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not totally surprised because of the position, maybe the size as well.
And James Strebel.
Well, I just didn't know where to cut the tip part. I didn't want to go too far.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And while I disagreed with many of the things, including the pools, which, by the way, y'all want to update those from last year, anytime you'd like to go ahead and do that from last year, the regulations on the pools, somebody get off their ass in Frankfurt and do it, because I'd say we're a little better off this June than last June. So don't just change the date. Actually change the regulation. Whoever is being the lazy ass there in Frankfurt or the local health department, do it, because they're the same as they were last year. Y'all just change the date. And if you don't think I'm going to keep talking about this, you don't know me. I'm going to make enemies in Frankfurt over this if y'all don't update the damn pool regulations.
Bitch, it's deja vu, buddy. Deja vu. Double D, our guy Drew Diener, going at Bashir and people in Frankfurt over the pools. Part two, part deuce, as they would say. Hey, welcome in. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville, the ESPN Louisville app. Our guy Round Eddie will be here today, should be here in the next 10 minutes or so. So the return of Big Rig, that's happening today. Mitch back at the station.
Mitchell Hannigan.
How you doing, Mitch? You good today?
Good afternoon.
How's
everything
going?
It warmed my heart to hear that. I feel like we've had like different starting points of summer radio, and this was the last one. After Derby, let's crush the pools. Let's crush the governor.
Right.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I feel like we are there. Are we not? Because I was talking to Nikki DeBoot today, and Nick goes, we're having Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, we're having Fred Cowgill on, and we're having 6 and 10. And I go, you've hit summer radio.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, pretty much. Well, I still think there are things to talk about. Am I wrong? What's going on here? We got Ty Washington sets a date. He's going to be committing in 11 days. On, what is it, May the 15th? Now, we originally changed
May
that,
12th.
Right? Or no, but it got moved.
Oh, I did not see that it got moved.
Oh, yeah. Well, go look on Twitter, Ty Washington. I think it got moved to the 14th or 15th, which would be a Friday or a Saturday. So unless that was like a fake account, yeah, he tweeted the 12th, and then he tweeted like literally like within the last like 30 minutes.
Changing the 15th.
It was the 15th. Okay. So Ty Washington, is going to have his commitment. And I saw this, and I don't mind saying it. Your boy Mark Ennis was battling Nick Roush yesterday on Twitter. Vince Merrill is at it again, and Big Dog is going to be joining Mike Pratt and Dan Issel tomorrow. What kind of interview do you think that's going to be? And also, what do we need to have Mike Pratt ask? So we got to make some sort of a pub here, don't we?
I know.
Big boy. Big Dog says something funny, controversial, silly, stupid, whatever you want to say, boastful most of the time. I feel like that's what we need, is it not? Like, we need ESPN Louisville to be picked up because Big Dog, you know, has said, hey, we're pretty damn close to Alabama or something like that.
All these other news outlets. We need to
He does it
pub.
With KSR. He does it with Larry Vaught. He does it with weekend shows in Lexington. I mean, you got Dan Issel and Mike Pratt interviewing Big Dog tomorrow. We got to get something out of that. We got to get some sort of content out of that. I don't know. Maybe Strebel calls in. Maybe Strebel calls in and pops off a question or so. So we can get into that today. I got to take down some people on Louisville Twitter today, and that's fine. And we'll do that. We'll call some people out. I got one basketball, Louisville basketball nugget as we all just kind of sit around and wait. Did you happen to find the sports radio sound that I emailed you about earlier today, Mitch?
Yes, I did.
Think of it?
I love it. I don't see any problems with it at all.
Oh, that's great. Texas says, does Strebel have any hot Star Wars takes for May the 4th? The May the 4th be with you. I can't think of anything that I care less about in the world right now than that. Like, in the entire world.
And I'm an ingredient. I don't need, like, Louisville football posted a picture of, like, them carrying Yoda. Like,
oh, nice.
No, not nice. I don't need that. Like, I just don't. I like Star Wars, too. I just, like, it's just, like, that, no.
By the way, what were Bobby V and them talking about at 2:03 today? At 2:03 today, Mitch, a guy texts in to the UPS Jobs text line 437-9680, 502-437-9680. I'm finally done arguing, pooping, more poop every day. See ya. That was to the V Show an hour and 4 minutes ago. So we are busy today. David Sisk will join us of Cats Illustrated at 4 o'clock. And then it's Derek Piper, right? Derek Piper will join us. That is right, is it not? I guess I should know. I wrote it down somewhere.
It is.
And we are doing this. Does he know that we're calling him for only sadness only? He follows Illinois basketball. And, I mean, it's all but signed, sealed, and delivered at this point that John Calipari is stealing away his old guy Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman.
He knows.
Okay, so that he knows, that's why we're calling, right? We're not calling to break down Illinois basketball. We just know if the fans there are sad, we got a wheel of content, and there are tons of things to talk about today. I want to ask Strebel this when he gets here. And 437-9680, there's no, by the way, do we have a sound sheet today, Mitch? Did you send me one?
Yeah, I sent a very, very late one.
You didn't
Very
listen late. To any of Maybe in a Rummage today, did you?
What happened to you?
What went on with you today?
I cut one thing from Maybe in a Rummage
today.
But
what went on with you today?
What went on with me today?
Yeah, you didn't listen to Maybe in a Rummage. What happened to you today?
I'm always listening to the station, but sometimes my mind wanders off, and it like I look at the clock, and it's like 11:45. I'm like, oh, shoot, I haven't been paying attention to what they've been saying for the past hour and a half.
So you're going to go back and listen to an hour and a half? They were very coy with a potential basketball assistant coach
yes.
name. I don't think they ever gave the name, right?
No, they did.
Oh, did they give the name?
They
okay.
gave the name.
Texas says, did Mitch say agreeance?
I think so. I think I did say that word. When's big guy getting here again?
I don't know. 3:15. We'll see if he's in good spirits. I did have a conversation with him. I'm expecting him to not have anything today. I'm expecting some reruns on Kentucky basketball. And what I was going to ask him, so if Strebel, if you're listening and you're not listening in to KSR reruns, what I was going to ask today, and I have Louisville, I have more Louisville stuff than yesterday, is. And I'll ask David Sisk this. I think right now, Kentucky basketball fans, the only question, there's two questions that I have. Number one, how much of this comes down to what happens on the 15th with Ty Washington? Like, what is the analysis there? I mean, I feel like at this point, with what the kid has said about Kentucky, with Kentucky's not needs, but glaring needs, and their glaring needs, guards, specifically point guards. And I use that plural because I don't think Davion Mintz is coming back. And if he does, I'm not totally sold that he's a pure point. Cal would not buy into that until the end of the year. And by the way, Cal was wrong ultimately to not buy into that earlier. How much of it comes down to, I know the analysis, if they don't get him, is going to be Cal missed again. And it's going to reverberate giving, just like Nolan Hickman, there is so much bleeping playing time at that position for Kentucky. It's a highly ranked kid, and you would be losing him to a university potentially who might get absolutely hammered by the IARP in Arizona. I think they went to the IARP or the NCAA, one or the other, okay? And, I mean, you're going from the kid would be going to an unstable situation. Kentucky's stable. Their roster right now ain't very good. It's unbalanced, and quite frankly, it lacks the NBA talent that good John Calipari teams have had when they had those kind of teams year after year. Does it come down simply to him? And it's going to be, on the 15th, another level of embarrassment. Now, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes because, I mean, at some point here, these guys got to get signed and you got to get these assistant coaches. So I want to ask Strebel, obviously, what he thinks about that. The Ty Washington news is big news. The other question for Kentucky fans is this. And this is, like right now, yesterday, we had the conversation to start the show. 437-9680. We had the conversation yesterday, and I made the analogy of when me and my wife bought our house 7 years ago. It was a mess then. It was a fixer-upper then. And it no longer is now. The value has went up, and not everything, but many things have been fixed up. Cal's going to fix this roster to a certain extent, but is it going to be good enough that they're a legit team? That's the only question that matters. And quite frankly, today, there's Louisville fans, and we got to get to, and this is the part I didn't hear because I had like two Zooms at a doctor's appointment. I missed a lot of Maben and Rummage today. But I saw our guy Chris Hatfield put out there that Rummage was making a great point that we're questioning Jared West. I'm not questioning Jared West. I'm questioning whether he is a starter on a team that we think is going to make a run in March. And I don't believe that to be the case. Relate that back to Kentucky. Their roster is a mess. It might get better. But the question I have for you is, how much confidence do you have that that's the case? That's what I'm struggling with right now, analyzing the Kentucky basketball team. Is it's always been believe in Cal, trust in Cal. In fact, find me the lock, trust in Cal sound. Go ahead, and Mitch, let's find that on the fly. And that very well may be the case. By the way, can I pause everything? Jason Entz didn't give me any soccer bets today, Mitch. Entz is dead to me.
How dare he?
And I tried to back Entz as the soccer guy at the radio station. I tried. Everyone's been making fun of him. Ah, it's Jeff Greer. He wears sweaters. He's thin. He's got the haircut.
To be fair, he may be still he may be still typing them out because there's so many.
Who, Ants?
Yeah.
Well, the matches have all started. That doesn't help me. Yeah, well, I just saw it on the scroll. There was a game on. It's 1-1 in like the 12th minute. What are we doing here, Ants? Supposed to be giving me picks. Doesn't give me any picks. Anyway, but it's the confidence level right now, I contend, is at an all-time low. It's at an absolute all-time low. I still think that Cal bringing these guys in, the two assistant coaches, is going to get, I still think he's going to get a pretty good player, and I still think he's going to get a damn good player. I don't know that. But I think that if that doesn't happen, I'm telling you, it's going to be difficult for me to buy into the Calipari will figure it out. We have seen him not figure it out during the season. We saw him whiff on just about every recruiting item besides Isaiah Jackson that he could whiff on last year, not have a team that was good enough, yada, yada. And here we are this year with an unbalanced roster, a roster in question, and a roster in question that I contend is going to be in question till probably June, maybe even July 4th weekend, I think are some of the late dates. I mean, I think that we are, and Mitch, you're going to hate this, I'm saying it right now, and we have been talking about Kentucky basketball roster construct, and it is May 4th. And we've been talking about it for weeks around here. And we aren't even close. And we're really not even talking about the NBA. even though I mean, we aren't. Usually it's, well, which guys are going to the NBA, and there's that discussion and everything else. I mean, we are at May 4th. We've talked about it for a number of weeks, and we are staring, as Bobby V would say, right in the old puss. We're staring at, potentially another month, another month and a half, another 2 months. I mean, all of that. So that is out there. Big Rig's not here yet. And he, what's he blaming? He said he had to stop for something. Well, what do you have to stop for? BL?
BLs. I think that's short for Busch Lights.
Well, wouldn't you do that before the show?
I don't ask me, man.
Oh, goodness. So what's going on at the station now, the softball team? What's happening? Because you're texting me while I'm ranting here about the softball team. What kind of nonsense is going on? I mean, you guys know how bad this sounds.
Oh,
I mean, Chad Grossman's already quit. I mean, pretty much. He's already missed the first game, right? I mean, he's taking
right.
this weekend
Our first
off.
Game is tomorrow, and we're adding people to the team the day before. I'm just...
Well, who's being added to the team?
Apparently...
Doug Davenport.
Yeah.
Keith Wynn.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Mitch, why are you a part of this? What are you doing?
Because I've already paid the money, and I
How
can't
much
back
did you
out
pay?
Now.
How much did you pay?
$30.
You paid $30 to be a part of this league?
Yes. You play a lot of games, actually. It's like 10 games, so it's actually not bad at all. But
Streeble's here, by the way. Okay. Say hi to him.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Streeble. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good. I felt like I missed a week of shows.
You look like
one.
A Sopranos fill-in today. Oh. You do. That's what you look like.
I like that.
What they call him, Big Puss? Is
big
that what
Puss.
They, yeah, is that what they call
big
him?
Big Puss,
that, yes,
yeah.
Yes, that's what they, that's
big you Puss. Look like Bobby Bacala's like long-lost cousin.
Boy, I yeah. think you didn't butcher that.
No.
I think you did a better job.
Bobby Bacala is
you
good,
did,
good job,
You did
bitch.
Better with the last name Bacalata than you do with normal words in your sports center all the time.
Like well, I'm like an eighth Italian. Maybe a 16th.
Well, you can really tell.
Wow,
you can really can tell with your fire red hair
and freckles,
and being from Callaway County. That's a big Italian stronghold there.
It is.
And it's a big. Have you ever done the ancestry before, Mitch?
No, the fine. No,
don't waste your money.
Yeah, no,
don't waste your money. It's
did you
like
do that?
I did it. It's like you're British, Wales, and Irish. I'm like, yeah, I'm just every. I'm Eastern European white man. Ever.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
that's
my,
all I'm.
My,
in. All right, I already knew that.
My last yeah. name Handigan is very German, so you
yeah.
know, you know, I have German in me. And then my mom's maiden name is Farrell, which comes from O'Farrell, which is very Irish. So yes,
right.
I know I'm a German Irish pale white guy. I don't need
about
to pay
that?
$120 for me to find that out.
I don't think
out.
It's that much. I think they'll do it for like $30. I don't think it's $120.
I thought they're expensive.
No, they've come down in price. After
oh,
they
good,
told
good
everybody
to know.
That they're Eastern European white males.
Yeah,
like, yeah, thank you. Well, how you doing, Big Rig?
I'm doing good.
What's
I'm,
going
like
on,
I
man?
Said, I feel like I've missed a week of shows to just
well,
one
you just
day.
Missed
so
one day.
I know, but so much has happened, and I have so many thoughts about everything. It's
well, I had to tell people kind of where you were yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Because
yeah,
people are taking
that.
Runs at you.
I'm sure. They're like,
people are like
skipped out because
yeah,
Nolan Hickman
because
decommitted.
Nolan Hickman decommitted, and you were getting crushed.
Yes, absolutely, and I should have been. But, yeah, that's okay. But, yeah, I'm glad to be back. Happy to be back. And it's I miss so much. I miss Derby. I miss all the Derby pictures that you all discussed, I'm sure, with Blankenbaker and Diener and Process, all, the, you know, all
oh,
that great
goodness.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, you hear on the way here that Big Dog's going on with Pratt and Issel. I'm pumped about well, that. I'll call in. I'd love to.
I was even, you're not going to. It's the middle of the day. You're not going to. You're going to be very busy.
I can carve out a few
be
minutes
very
for
busy.
Pratt and Issel and Big Dog. I can find some time
okay.
for Big Dog.
Well, I will reach out to my Pratt
yes,
and see if that's okay.
I don't because I know Dan Issel doesn't really know who I am, so I don't know if he'd feel comfortable with some guy named Big Rig calling in.
But you can get rid of the really. He doesn't know who you are.
He doesn't. That's
he
exactly,
has no idea
no
who you are.
Yeah, so this guy named James is going to call in and ask Big Dog a question.
Texas says Sweeney went and got that prostate check today. No, I did not. No.
It,
why did you veto that?
Well, I just,
that's
I,
an early veto. I was within like 2 minutes of you
I'm
arriving.
Getting, I'm getting to that age where I
you're
might
nearly
have
40.
To do that here pretty
oh,
soon.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a live remote around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd do that. I think it'd be funny.
Take a cop Rex.
Yeah. Into the
well, I'll be in the room. I'll do the play-by-play.
Okay.
Mitch, if you want to do that, that'd be fine. Caller Emily will do that.
No.
Texas says Ancestry.com is a CIA operation. Well, I disagree with that because all the info you give, the CIA already has all of it.
Yeah, they have everything. It's
they,
not like
they know my mother's name and my father's name.
Oh, they know what we're doing right now.
Yeah, they know exactly what we're doing right now.
It's not any type of CIA operation, no.
I was told, now I'm sure Mitch has seen this, okay? But it was passed on to me what I would consider would be shocking news.
Oh, really?
About Louisville, the blog scene in Louisville.
The blog scene. I was not expecting blog scene updates
today. You shouldn't be.
I'm shocked by this.
Because that's, I mean, these are the things that we're talking about today. I did like 2 hours on Kentucky's crap roster yesterday.
I know you did. I know
you probably didn't hear any of it.
I did. I listened to
you listened to a little bit.
I was around and about, so whenever I was in my car, I listened to your opening monologue.
I mean, Kentucky basketball is a mess. They don't have, I mean, they don't end up a mess. But I mean, I don't have any confidence they're going to land Ty Washington.
No.
And speaking of our boy Lachlan McClain, Mitch, you love it. He's up in our DMs again today.
He is. Every time.
About Cal.
Stoops. And Kentucky football's embarrassing themselves.
They're doing it again.
I mean, they're doing it all again.
They're doing it all again. Buying in. And you're right. August, it's 9-3.
Mitch, I'm telling you, they're going to have him winning the national title. Vince Merrill might say before the season we're winning the national title.
Not Atlanta. If he doesn't do it this year,
he's doing it next year. I just don't know which one it is, but it's going to happen.
I bet it'll be next year because
within a calendar year.
Yes, he may feeling things out with Liam Cohen and the offense. He doesn't really quite know yet, but if they have a decent showing to a good showing this season, next season his chips are all on the table, as they say.
Texas says, "I'm sorry for your loss, Strieble. UK still sucks."
Thank you. I don't know if they still suck, but they're definitely sucking right now.
Texas says, "Everything that happened yesterday was reported for 2 weeks. Mitch, you need to go find that if you can. I don't know if you officially cut it. The Chin Coleman news, I guess the cat's paws, the Chin Coleman story, I don't know if you follow that.
Yeah.
Came out yesterday during the show at some point. I want to say maybe the 4 o'clock hour
so. It was official in
Was it Chris Fisher?
Yes.
Is that okay? And so Mitch got lost in a sports center.
He got lost.
He just fainted during a sports center.
I missed that.
Well, yeah, you did miss it. So, Mitch, if you ever find that, I keep vamping like he's going to magically have the sound.
Yeah, it'll disappear.
Texas says, "Stop stalling and crush Strieble." About what? He knows his team stinks. Go ahead.
Look, stealing something from Michael Scott from The Office, Calipari is at threat level midnight. He's at threat level midnight in his career at Kentucky. Things are a mess. It reeks of desperation. The Kentucky fans might get mad at me for saying this. I don't really care at this point.
Yeah, you
do. You're right.
You're going to get an email
yesterday.
I think they're in agreeance.
Here it is again.
You did that on purpose, right?
I hope so.
No, I didn't.
Why do you keep saying agreeance? Do we ever find the
sports
center
sound? I don't know.
Maybe
the word. Yeah, I did. Here we go. Right.
Okay.
The Cats pause. Chris Fisher reporting that Illinois assistant Chin Coleman has informed head coach Brad Underwood he's leaving for Kentucky. Coleman, this has been reported for a couple of weeks.
That was good. I wish I could have heard that live.
Texas says, "Who names their kid Chin?" Well, that's not his name.
It's his nickname.
His name's like Robert or something.
Ron.
Is it Ron?
Ron, yes.
Is it Ron or Ronnie?
Ron Chin Coleman. And I like Chin.
I got something for Chin Coleman.
And I hope.
I mean, the guys are recruiting anybody.
The Sumu. That's somebody.
Does he have a brother?
I don't know.
He have a brother who's a 5-star next year?
I hope so.
That was looking through his rivals. I'm like, I don't know who most of these guys are, but Adam Miller. And Adam Miller already, you know.
He went
to LSU. Well, I was going to say take the bag, but I would never say that.
Not about Will Wade.
College kids don't steal. By the way, take money.
To play basketball.
We need to get to today. Jason Riley of WDRB, the cargo shorts wearing capital K journalist there.
Looks like Mark Ennis.
Looks a lot like Mark Ennis. He might look better now than Mark Ennis. I'm not sure what's better between Jason Riley and Mark Ennis. It used to be Riley. Then it was Ennis for a while.
He lost a lot of weight.
He lost a lot of weight. He pumped a lot of that 25 again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what's happened since then.
Pumping that serum.
No, he was pumping that 25. Like, I don't know whatever happened since then.
Right.
But, you know, Brian Bowen, a couple different interesting things. Brian Bowen Sr. Who is a liar?
Back in the news, is he?
Well, I mean, there's some tiny specks of potential good news. You know, the lawsuit between Brian Bowen is a senior or just I don't know.
I believe
Brian,
senior.
Brian Bowen and Adidas is out there. And so some of the stuff is being released. And Jason Riley was following some of that today.
Oh,
that story
makes
my head hurt. Yeah, he's doing actual journalism.
Yeah, good for him.
While Locke was messaging you about Mark Stoops going on Sirius XM Radio, which, Mitch, that's where he went, was Sirius XM Radio.
Yeah.
Which Locke has to only listen to now that he's out of the AM and FM world.
I'm sure.
Jason Riley was doing journalism.
You know
while that was going on.
You know what made me sad talking to Locke is he had no idea who Ty Washington was.
No idea.
No idea.
Mitch,
made me
he had
sad.
No idea.
He was like, who's this? Because, Andy's like, May 12th before he changed the date. He's like, they might be sad again on May 12th talking about Kentucky fans. And Locke was like, why? And that crushed me because he's not following any of it anymore.
Texas says, we did 23andMe. My wife found a surprise first cousin.
Really? Okay.
I'm scared to dive into that.
I know. I was like, what does that mean, surprise first cousin? Oh.
Texas says, who names their kid Ron Chin? It's a good text, man. I know. Texas says, I thought Mitch died during that Sports Center yesterday.
That pause in the middle. Yeah, definitely.
Texas says, ask Big Dog what music he's listening to in his headphones during games on Saturday.
He's listening to like self-help motivation.
I think
speeches.
Dan Issel interviewing Vince Mero.
Yeah.
Is something that makes me really, really happy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't figure out why. It just makes me really, really happy.
Well, because, Dan Issel is of the old guard UK, and Vince Mero is
of the new guard
UK. And there's a little bit of difference in those personalities. Old guard, a little bit more reserve when talking about their accolades and their accomplishments. Well, Big Dog's like, we won 4 games last year, championship time, baby.
Oh, goodness.
Big difference.
What do you have today? What are you steaming on? Do you have anything today?
Yes, I have thoughts on UK basketball. I'm mad about it. I'm upset about it. I'm not sure about it. Honestly, I'm about as upset at John Calipari, and I don't know if it's his fault. I don't know whose fault it is.
How'd you find out about the Nolan Hickman news?
Like, where were Mitch?
Was it for me?
You found out for Mitch.
Yeah, for you.
Yes, he's going. Listen,
yes.
Saturday, Mitch, here it
that
is.
That makes me happy.
Here's the relationship here. No, this makes Mitch's weekend.
It does.
A weekend where, and we didn't even talk about this yesterday, and shame on me. Mitch put his apartment up for sale again because he lost too much money.
He lost
because he's bending over his head 1-800-9 with it.
Yeah.
Right? Mitch is doing
all
that.
All Saturday long.
And so he's sulking over the weekend because he's lost money. He continues to lose money. Knows he's going to lose more.
Yeah.
That he's so happy that Nolan Hickman decommitted. Strebel's hanging out with the Twins. And again, when I mention the Twins, I'm mentioning two children there. I know there's other things he calls Twins, but we'll move that aside.
This is a 7-year-old daughter and son. That's what he's talking
it's a
about.
Terrible
here.
One, Mitch. But, it's 3:30, man. That's a terrible one. You're off your game already today. Two massive vetoes. But you're out bowling.
Yeah.
You're having a good time with
the
family.
Yeah.
And Mitch is peppering you with Nolan Hickman. You're a bum, Strebel. You're a bum. Cal's a bum. Just everything else. And then today, I happened just to throw out there, Ja Morant, who is a professional choker, choked last night at home in a game that mattered. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Crickets.
Crickets. Crickets Callaway.
Crickets Callaway.
Crickets Callaway County.
He got thrown out the game. What do you want him to do?
He's 2-14.
How about don't get thrown out of the game that your team needs you to be in? How about that?
Texas says, how do you sell an apartment? He sold everything that's in it.
Everything? Yeah, his gaming system. His beloved air fryer's gone.
I thought about buying it. I thought about buying his apartment and then just lighting it on fire in front of the station. Here's what people think of your Xbox.
And have
Process smoke a heater and just break it into pieces while Gunter Brewer walks by on Cardinal Boulevard.
Gunter Brewer. Hey,
the relationship with this station and Gunter Brewer, it's unstoppable. He's going to be on a day a week with Diener at some point. I'm calling it right
taking,
now.
He's moving Buzz Baker out of the way. Right. Get out of here, Buzz.
Maybe Biscuit.
Gunter. Oh,
maybe Perry.
Those guys might not like
Texas
that.
Texas says Locke only listens to Vinetti breaking news now.
Yeah,
but they replay the breaking news at 4 and 5.
Yes, it's not. It's. taped news.
This Texas has a younger cousin no one knew about. Well, I know. I understand. I understand. Texas says that veto, good God, it measured on the Richter scale.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to make sure that it was the children we're talking about with the twins. But yeah, Mitch actively trying to ruin my day Saturday. Like, give me that. And it was, Mitch, you are the first person that alerted me of Nolan Hickman that I had to go on Twitter
a sea
and,
of blue.
And find
you
it.
Went to a sea of blue. They copied and pasted all the,
they did.
Pertinent
all
info.
All the pertinent
right.
info, all that was copied and pasted and placed on a sea of blue. And then, thank you, Mitch. I hope that made your awful gambling day better when you learned that they're okay. I'm glad it did, because any time something bad
Mitch pays like $300 plus for bad news.
Yeah, so he'd rather trade. Speaking of
he pays for it. He'll give the gambling gods $300-$400 in a weekend if Kentucky can lose a recruit, can get a decommit.
If it was football, it'd be more like $500. Football's an even bigger deal, I think, to Mitch. He'd rather them see them fail in football than in basketball. I'm convinced of that.
Right. I would agree with that. Mitch, do you want to meet Gunter Brewer?
I would love to meet Coach Brewer.
Well, you know, we need to set that up. Is Blank around today? He's not in the studio today, is he?
No, he's not.
Luke Hancock's in there.
Yes.
How good did he go today? Gucci?
Oh, great, yeah.
Gucci? Was it Gucci? Is that what he had on Gucci today?
I didn't get a chance to look at the shoes.
All right, well, look at the shoes next time.
You have to
please
do that.
Please look at the shoes. What are you doing? Good God. All right, so 437-9680. We'll do that. I got some Louisville basketball stuff I want to get to. We got this Sports Radio story that I want to get to. And then I just want to read off, boy, that's fun, some of these quotes coming down from Jason Riley today, given that we have talked about this story for, 5 years, at least 3.5, whatever it is. Maybe it's 4 or 5 years at this point. So Streeple's back. We'll keep taking your text, 437-9680. Got you until 6 o'clock. David Sisk in a half an hour. We'll talk some Kentucky basketball with him on this Tuesday.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, you had the goatee. You wanted to look like Joey Fatone.
That's right, He was an attainable one that I could look like.
And James Strebel.
You put me and Mitch in a bad position when you do this.
I know.
I appreciate that Mitch, you feel like he overrates his looks.
Yeah, a little bit.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So, this week, man, we're jam-packed. Lou City on Saturday hosting Birmingham, the Birmingham Legion. That's coming up Saturday, pregame coverage at 7:15 with Jeff Greer and...
Oh, Casey Whitfield.
There you go, and Casey Whitfield. And that's going to be on all stations, 680, 105, 793.9 The Ville, and the ESPN Louisville app. As a reminder as well, coming up in about 20 minutes will be first pitch Louisville baseball hosting Vanderbilt. That game was supposed to be at 7 o'clock tonight. It got moved up yesterday to 4 o'clock. Our friends on the Big X, 1450 and 96.1, they're going to be taking that game really here in the next 12 minutes or so up to 5:45.
Okay.
So for the first hour and 45 minutes or so, and then 93.9 The Ville will have you the rest of the way. We got a little White Sox and Reds coming up tonight. I don't know. Do we know if Bozich happened to go to this game? I have no idea. We should reach out to Bozich during the break and see if he went.
We should.
Speaking of Bozich, Mitch, do you want to... Mitch, go ahead. Mitch, come on. This is your moment to go at somebody. Do you want to do it? Let's go. Come on, big boy.
Go at who?
What?
I'm confused.
Wasn't Alex Bozich on with this one today?
Our poor guy Crean.
We need to talk about this.
So I listened to Maven Rummage today, and I was like, I was going back through Issel and Pratt, and they're talking, and they're like, it was like this guy from Inside the Hall, Alex Bozich. I was like, oh, they had Alex Bozich on. I'm like, wait a second, Crean's just sitting right there. Like, they're just asking Alex Bozich all these Indiana questions. And, like, Crean, of course, Crean gets his thoughts out, like, after the interview's done and whatnot. I'm just like, man. I was like,
okay, so your angle is you're sad that Crean, like Crean loves and knows Indiana basketball.
Right.
But they went to a guest about Indiana basketball. That's your problem.
Right, yes.
Well, that's not mine. So we have different takes on all of this.
Oh, see, and I think that Islam Pratt did the right thing. You get that Bozich name on the show. It carries a little more cachet around IU basketball.
That's what Pratt needs. That's what Dan Issel needs, is the Bozich name.
They don't
name.
Need it, but like when you tweet out,
right,
we're going to talk IU basketball Jack Grossman,
no,
it doesn't move the needle as much.
Both of you are wrong here.
So we all have a different take.
I'm saying you guys, it's valid take. Yours is, no, Strebel's take's bad. We would agree with that. It's a bad take. It's a bad take.
The Bozich name and IU basketball are peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. Well, they are, but you're acting like Pratt and Issel need bona fides. They don't need the Bozich name.
Oh,
they don't need anyone's name.
I know.
It's Dan Bleep and Issel anyway.
It is.
Here's what I believe has happened. Pratt and Issel, Mitch, occasionally go to your boy Grossman and say, hey, we need a guest. And Grossman's got nothing.
Oh.
And so he pivots to the only thing he has, and that's a few Indiana people, and obviously one of those would be Alex Bozich.
Because I was so confused, because nothing's going on in Indiana world.
Nothing.
Like, their roster's set. Like, they're good to go. Like,
they're good to go.
Mike Woodson's been hired for, like, a few weeks now. There's nothing going on in Indiana land, so I was so confused. I was like, why did you just have Alex Bozich on?
That makes more sense.
Because here's the reason I know that. I was talking to Patty Ice. And so I have some inside info. I didn't even think about it until this happened, Mitch. Then it all made sense. The light came on in the old dark head
now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Texas says, did Strebel... Oh, I got to clean this one up a little bit. Hang
okay.
on. Did Strebel play with the mitt this weekend?
No. They're
no tossing the old baseball
around? No tossing the old
around?
Baseball around the yard.
Come on.
No. Kellen did win his first tournament on Sunday.
Nice.
Though. First place.
Right, good for him.
They won. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he won. I didn't expect you to say they won and then he got third place.
Well, yeah,
that would be a bronze medal. That's not what you want.
I had to clarify.
No, that's fine.
Very
good.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
Yes, he's
did
excited.
Did you like give an L's down to the other team or anything?
Actually, he could have because the other team was
a bunch of Louisville guys.
No, their name was Linton, which I don't know where that is, but the Linton Stars. So they
not Linden,
L.
Linton.
Linton, yes.
Okay.
And so it was an L team. So his
maybe that's in Danville.
Would have been no, it's in Indiana.
Oh,
somewhere.
I was gonna say, Mitch, reach out to Larry Vauden, see if he knows anyone on the Linton travel baseball team for 8 year olds.
Yeah,
for 9 year olds. What were we talking about?
We're talking about Bozich.
Well, here, Patty Ice told me, I think it was last week, that the boys asked, that Issel and Pratt asked Crean to get him a guest.
Okay.
And Crean panicked.
Oh, so he's worried.
No, he was full panic. He had nothing, and he had nothing.
Right.
And so he sees Pratt and Issel, and he's as grandfather figures.
They are.
And when they ask for a guest, he knows he needs to produce something. But unfortunately, his Rolodex is small, and I don't know if the other producers, how they want to help here.
Right.
Because, like, for us.
He did not ask me, so I'll put that information out there.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone's got about the same numbers. I'm not saying the same, but, I mean, Matt Norlander, he's got one number.
Right.
Okay? If Nick has it, I have it. I mean, you know, we have several people at the office that have these numbers.
Right.
These other producers, specifically Mitch and Pat, don't want Issel and Pratt sniffing around. Because here's what happens.
Yeah.
Jeff Borzello doesn't go on the air with anyone here other than Greer.
Right. That's this guy.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that Borzello doesn't answer.
But he answers Greer
because they're friends.
Right. So
like, I would say the hit rate is, what, 1 out of 10 times, Mitch, on Borzello?
I would say 0 out of 10.
I was being nice by giving it a 10%. I was being nice, and I didn't need to be nice.
Right.
So anyway, but that's great. Borzello's on with Greer. It makes sense. That's
sure,
fine. I don't care, okay? I have DeCourcy.
And Pat Forty, Bozich. We've got our guys.
So it's whatever.
Regulars.
You know, Ennis has Jordan Cornette, and you know, Diener has Gunter Brewer, and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Gunter Brewer.
Everyone's feeling good.
The trump card, if you will, is Gunter Brewer.
Well, is the mitt dusty?
No.
It's not. 1 weekend of no use isn't going to mess the Mitt up.
The Mitt
will be fine.
It's just a weekend. It's just a weekend.
It's just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Exactly.
Can the softball team borrow the Mitt?
That's a great point.
No.
Can Patty Ice borrow the Mitt?
No.
What about Nick Valvano?
That's the house Mitt.
It's the house Mitt.
It's got to
stay at the house. It stays at the Strieble house.
At the Strieble house, it doesn't get passed around. It doesn't go to any other softball
tournaments.
It'll get lost. I'm worried about it being damaged or lost. Yes, correct.
Man, I can't even read this one because it's making fun of Mitch, but I don't even know what the guy's trying to say at this point. So that's what's going on. The other producers, because if Crean reaches out to a college basketball analyst and says, hey, I produce a show with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, the hit rate of getting that individual on, just like Bobby V, because I've booked for Bobby V for years, is rather high.
It goes up.
The reaching out and getting a guest for Andy Sweeney and Mark Ennis is not.
Right.
It's a much lower hit rate. So the guys around the office love Crean, but they also know giving every time you give Jack Grossman a number, the chance goes down, Mitch, that you and Pat are going to get a response. Like, if Jordan Cornette goes on with Issel and Pratt, it's done.
Ennis,
you're going to have to pivot, brother. The only thing that's going to save your ass will be Luke Hancock and those Gucci shoes.
That's right.
That's it.
So what Crean needs to do is he needs to start building his own Rolodex, maybe go after people that aren't on our airwaves so much, and that way they can be exclusively for Pratt and Issel, so he's not sniffing around like, oh, maybe I'll text Pat 40, and next thing you know,
I told him you shouldn't be going around trying to get a college basketball analyst like Matt Norlander,
right.
Okay? You should be shooting for like Jerry Colangelo.
Right.
You should be shooting for like John Calipari.
Big stars,
yeah,
they'll
big
say
studs.
Say Issel, they'll
Shin
see
Coleman.
They'll see Issel, they'll see Pratt, they'll
done.
Be like, yes.
Done.
I'll be there. Yes. And they see Strieble or Sweeney, it's like, who are those guys?
Everyone knows it's not a puffy catcher's mitt. It's more of a thin.
I don't want to be mean, but Strieble, I don't include your name when I'm reaching out for.
No, that you don't have. No, I was just making an example.
I didn't even
Nor
hear
should
it.
You. You should.
Yeah, but it doesn't. My name doesn't mean anything either.
You might
as well throw his name in there.
Yeah. Well,
it's not gonna help or hurt.
It means even less than yours. At least like you text with Beisner. At least you know someone connected with some program like talks to you every once in a while. And says, hey, what's up, buddy? You know?
Texas says, was it like you booking for Anderson? Yes.
Oh.
It was much easier to book for Bob Valvano
than for Jason
at the time
Anderson.
Than Jason Anderson.
Yeah.
And Jason knew that. He didn't like it. I'm a full realization of that. No issue with that.
How did his ego take that?
He didn't like it.
He didn't like it at all.
No.
He didn't like that Bobby V's like, hey, you know, I'm going to call up Pat Day, for instance.
Pat Day.
I don't know where that name came from, but he's very famous. And, you know, Bobby V would get him on the show, and Anderson, he'd say no to. I could see that bothering Jason Anderson a lot.
Texas says, is Strieble drinking the Busch Light or the Natty Ice today? Busch Light.
Busch Light.
No, your boy Anderson was at the overrated debut of one of their high-A ball players, went to the majors yesterday, a guy named Lynch.
Okay, so Anderson went to
something
that
Lynch.
Specific just for him?
Had front row seats right down the third baseline. Front row.
Oh,
right on the net, Mitch. Did you see that? Oh, it's fantastic. How about that?
Do we want to dive into the softball league some more?
Runs and we have David Sis coming up. I was going to read this Jason Riley stuff. Maybe we can wait for later in the fourth.
You tell them.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh,
oh, boy. Here we go.
Here he comes.
Is Nick in there? What's
he
Nick
is.
Do? Why is he mad?
No, he's not mad. He's very excited.
Greer's stealing the team from him. Greer has pushed Nick out of the way,
so,
and it's going to be the Card Chronicle League here pretty soon.
It's
the
league.
Bending the knee to
no,
Mike Rutherford.
No, it's no longer the ESPN Louisville team. It's no longer that.
Whoa.
Because they're allowing Hannah to play, Pat's girlfriend.
You guys are embarrassing.
Oh, no.
And Hannah's better than you guys,
yeah.
And she's going to be better than you guys, and now we are going to damn well make sure we're paying attention. And Patty Ice, this is the worst thing Patty Ice could have done. Shame on Patty Ice.
We can't even
we need
we
to fire
even,
Patty Ice.
We can't even,
Patty
we
Ice
can't even enjoy
done.
A
we
beer drinking softball
the
league.
No, it has nothing to do with Hannah joining the boys. Oh, even though that would bother some. It's not even that. It's the fact of Patty Ice now best not go 1-for-4
Oh.
Because she's going to go 2 for 4.
Or 3 for 4.
Oh, yeah.
Or 4 for 4. Because this is a slow pitch.
Nick,
slow pitch
Nick Valvano said today, I haven't taken any pop-ups. Snap the damn mitt. Strebel didn't snap the mitt this weekend, but he has.
I have in the
past. He's taken pop flies recently.
Damn right I have. It's not like I'm, you know, going flyless.
This team's called
in.
The Gas Bags, and half the team aren't gas bags.
No, they hate gas bags.
Yeah, this is like the anti-gas Keith bag. Witt,
I think Keith Witt hates our radio station.
Yeah, because none of the gas bags will freaking play. That's why.
Oh.
Now he's mad.
He is mad.
It's because of Nick.
Oh, I'm gonna get pushed out of the lineup.
You are.
Yeah, I heard it today. Hey, Crean's missing the first game. Crean's graduating this weekend. You'll love this over the weekend. Sunday. Yeah, I'm mowing the lawn on Sunday. My phone starts going off.
Yeah.
Crean's off this weekend. Like Wednesday, he's leaving. He's out of town.
He's out of town.
Yeah. He didn't cover any of his shifts. Oh. Just thought I was just gonna just cover all the shifts
for him.
And Patty Ice is building his Hannah's nephew a swing set on Sunday, out, and my fat bleep is mowing the lawn, ding, ding, ding,
sweating.
Trying to listen to some damn baseball that I got way too much money on, ding, ding, everything. I call Crane, goes, this is what we have to do on a Sunday?
Oh, man.
This is what we got to do on a Sunday. Oh, yeah. But he's graduating this weekend, so I'm like, go out of town. But there's Louisville baseball this weekend.
There's stuff going on.
There's Lou City this weekend.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday's a big time. Yes, Birmingham.
Yeah, they're playing. I listened on the way in. I'm playing Birmingham on Saturday. So Patty Ice is building one of those awful swing sets. That'll be more than an afternoon. He thinks he's going to build. If it's one of the things, that one of the ones I'm thinking
of. Oh no! He said it was hell on earth. He said it was terrible.
He thinks if it's going to be one afternoon. He's got another thing coming. That's going to be a multiple day project.
Texas says you guys got to film the games. Oh sure, more work for us.
Right.
Sure.
Andy will go himself.
Sure.
You're going to go film all these games, right?
Oh, Ents text me. I'll cover Sunday morning hangover. No, you'll text me. You'll text me. Texas says his Hannah's team shut the hell up. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hannah's the captain. Captain Hannah. I like that, by the way. I do. Captain Hannah's going to boss everybody around.
I can't believe you paid $30 for this, Mitch. You know better than this. You know better.
I was sold. I was sold a false dream.
You got pushed out of the lineup for people that don't know you exist.
I know.
They hate everything that we stand for.
I know.
Mitch,
they hate everything for Jeff Greer's buddies.
He's just sitting at
for
dugout.
Jeff Greer's buddies. That's what you did.
I was doing it to be our mole, but now if this first game I get like one at bat,
you're gonna waste 5 hours of your night. And you're gonna get one at bat and you're gonna ground out to second base.
Yeah,
and it's not gonna matter.
It's gonna be done. Yeah. It's gonna be over.
Hannah's going 4 for 4. Patty Ice is done.
She's gonna set the lineup.
The text line's crushing Pat.
Do we need to get Pat? Texter, he's holding Hannah's pocket. Yeah.
I'm happy she's on the team. I think it's great.
Texas says, amazing Kellen is able to have so much success with zero support from his father.
Oh, get out of here. I've watched every minute this weekend of every game, take him to all his practice, I support everything he does.
Texas says, Andy, you're an embarrassment for not playing. Dude, listen, I'm not going to leave God's country where everything's legal, okay? I can go outside without a mask and without Dr. Stack hitting me in the groin, okay? I can go outside. I can breathe some fresh air.
Yeah.
Although it's southern Indiana, I'm not sure how fresh it is.
It's fresh enough.
It's fresh enough, yeah, okay? We're still around and we're nearly 40.
Yeah.
And have some fresh air and, I don't know, be able to go somewhere. Where it's not 40%, 50% capacity in God's country, okay? And leave. I mean, I would have to leave at what time? There's two games a night? I mean, you're talking, I'm going to have to be there right after. I mean, I'm going to go do the show from the station for sure.
Yeah, because you're not going
to leave
make it
right
time.
Then and get back at like 11 o'clock at night.
That sounds great.
All while I'm expected to be crushing beers while having to drive 35 minutes home. My wife's not going to do that.
She's not going to pick you up.
No. She's not going to pick me up.
No. There would be pressure on you because they're like, Andy's going to be the beer guy. Andy's the beer guy. And there'd be pressure on you to drink, and that's not fair. It's not fair.
Texas says, what a team of bleeping clowns.
Wow.
Texas says, Diener would have quit because a female is in his treehouse.
That's a good text. That's a good, not in the tree.
Yeah,
that's his fantasy football rule. People need to know. That's Dinner's fantasy football rule. He will only play with men. Go ahead.
And just for the listeners, we're going to be the only team that has a female on our team. Like, this guy is making a special exception for us because Nick has bugged the hell out of him about it.
We need to get this guy on the air.
You know what?
You know what? We need to get the guy that runs this league on the air.
I'm going to find his name.
Val Vanna will not want to give us a number. I mean, I actually feel bad for Nick here. He has got people to buy in, and then Greer has stolen from him.
Nick had good intentions.
He had good intentions.
He did.
We knew how it was going to be a disaster, which it ultimately has kind of been.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, I mean, when he said Tom Farmer is fifth in our lineup.
He knew his number.
But I don't know. These other guys might stink. I mean, I'm sure they do.
So it's gonna.
They might be good. I'm just saying, Pat has put himself in a position, okay, to where Hannah's going to be a better player than him. Like, I fully believe that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
And he's never going to live that down here from people.
I've been in that situation.
Oh boy,
I have. My wife and I played in a co-ed league softball.
Volleyball?
No, softball.
And she was better than you?
By a long shot.
Wow, and you're like the perfect softball body.
I am. She's better than me.
No, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
She's better than me.
She's really good. My wife's extremely athletic. She's good at everything. And so we
save that for the mixtape. That can be saved. That can be saved for something.
Yes, it can. But we did
But she doesn't do anything athletic because of you now. She used to be a bike rider, and she used to be into
softball player,
into softball.
Volleyball.
Oh,
yeah,
come
she
on.
Did. Yeah.
Why don't you go do what's the softball place? Not our place.
Baxter Jacks. Ball dad saying volleyball there. Yes, she would like that. But
why don't you do it?
I mean, she wants to do that. I would do it, but it was a co-ed league at Camp Taylor.
You wouldn't do it. Taxer's TBG on the roster.
I think he may have been asked. David Sis next.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.